Good morning and welcome to Alpha United Methodist Church. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. Would you please fill out the blue card on the back of the pew in front of you and drop it in the collection plate. Today you are in for a treat. The Sunday school kids and youth will be taking care of the worship. And following worship, please stay with us after the Christmas program for a great meal and some birthday cake. Thursday, the Sunshiners will be caroling. Please meet at the church at 6 o'clock p.m. Anyone who wishes to join in this is welcome. And speaking of singing, the choir will be singing a few songs next Sunday. Please plan on attending next week to hear some Christmas songs.
Hear the word of our Lord from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And now at this time, we're going to light, the Swanson family is going to light our second Advent candle today, the symbol of Christ the Way.
We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, the way made the word sent from God through the prophets lead us to the way of salvation. O come, Emmanuel.
A decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Cornelius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that's taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying, praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Over the years, the Christmas tree has become a symbol of Christ as the tree of life. Through the birth of Jesus, believers have been given God's gift of life, light, and wisdom. The use of the chrismons were first developed in 1957 by Francis Kip Spencer of the Lutheran Church in Danville, Virginia. In an effort to create appropriate decorations for her church Christmas tree, Spencer fashioned centuries-old symbols into white and gold tree decorations. Chrismon is a combination of the words Christ and monogram. It means symbol of Christ. Chrismons are gold and white, representing majesty and purity. Ideas for fashioning them are developed from early Christian symbols, the Bible, and church histories. Although chrismons have been used in the United States since 1957, many symbols of Christianity have come down to us through the ages. Early Christians often worshipped in secret to avoid possible persecution and death. They developed certain symbols that were used to communicate with fellow believers and direct Christians to secret places of worship. Spencer's chrismons and similar designs are now used on chrismon trees in churches of different denominations throughout the country. The lighting of the chrismon tree often is incorporated with the hanging of the greens in some churches. Our church tree is beautifully adorned with chrismons made by our church ladies many years ago. Today, the Sunday school kids will be showing some of the chrismon ornaments they have made and tell you the meaning behind them.
This is for Brighton. The first and letters of the Greek alphabet are used in this chrismon to signify that Christ is the beginning and the ending of all things. This is mentioned in the Bible and Revelation 1:8. The Christmas rose is a white, hardy rose that blooms at Christmas time. It is symbolic of the messianic prophecy and the nativity.
The cell
is a Christmas.
It's a Christmas.
Symbolic.
Symbolic.
Of Jesus' birth.
Of Jesus. Baptism. And the kitty.
In the
kitty.
In the Jordan River.
In the Jordan River.
By John the Baptist.
By John the Baptist. Okay, I don't need help.
This star represents the Star of Jacob and the star that led the wise men to Jerusalem.
In the New Testament, Jesus is often referred to as the sacrificial lamb.
A bell is often used to call people to worship. This chrismon symbolizes the sounding forth of God's word and serves as a reminder that God should have first priority in our lives.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
The fish is a popular symbol of Christianity today. It was a secret symbol used by the early persecuted Christians to signify their belief in Jesus. According to many religions, an angel is a spiritual being created by God. The word angel comes from a Greek word meaning messenger. According to religious tradition, angels live in heaven and act as God's servants and as messengers between God and human beings. Dove.
The dove is a widely recognized symbol of purity and innocence. The dove also stands for the Holy Spirit and is a reminder of the presence of God during the baptism of Jesus and hovering over the waters at creation.
The cup is a symbol of the blood Jesus shed on the cross for our sins. The cup also reminds us of the sacrament of Holy Communion.
The anchor cross originated in ancient Egypt, was adapted by the early Christians in the catacombs. The butterfly is a symbol of Christ's resurrection and eternal life. Just as the butterfly emerges from its cocoon and flies upward with a new body, the followers of Jesus Christ are reborn and given a new life.
A manger remind us be humble represents simplicity of the birth and life of Jesus.
Now Dawson and Brighton, our ushers, will collect the offering.
Loving God, you are trustworthy and kind to all who seek you. Thank you for comforting us when we are afraid about what the future may bring. Send us patience through your Spirit so that we will cheerfully bear with one another as a community of faith. Help us to grow in wisdom as we wait for your purposes to be fulfilled within the world. Accept our offerings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Didn't they do a great job today? I have a couple of quick announcements before we say a prayer for the lunch. I'll do announcements. Sunshiners have to reschedule the caroling probably next week, Wednesday or Thursday, but we will let families know. So if that affects you, you'll be getting some announcements or some information coming in the quick future. Thank you for that. First thing, we have dinner lined up. It's a brunch because it's about 10:30, so hopefully nobody had too big of a breakfast this morning. We have chicken and noodles. We have salad, we have rolls. Everything is gluten-free with the exception of the rolls. So if you have a dietary restriction, please know that we're here to help you with that as well. We do have cupcakes, and we have ice cream. We'll be singing Happy Birthday here in just a minute. I do want to say a special thanks this morning to Gina Medley, who actually took the lead for the Christmas program and did a phenomenal job of getting our kids. And I also want to recognize the Sunday school teachers and the adult teachers as well. It took a lot of coordination and effort from the CE team as well as our teachers to get our kids the lines that they needed and designate some time. So I thank you. I happen to be the chair or facilitator for this group, but they are an amazing group of people to work with. So please give them a round of thanks as well. So if you'll bow your heads with me for a closing prayer, when we get done, we'll sing Happy Birthday, and then we will dismiss to have a great lunch. Will you please bow your heads with me? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we gather in your house this morning, and Lord, we are amazed by your love. Lord, we are anticipating the birth of your son this month, and Lord, we are just amazed at how much he loves us and how he came to earth just for us to make sure that we could live in eternity with him. And today, Lord, we have heard messages about the symbols that we see every day, whether here inside this building or outside of the walls. Lord, you are always present with us. You are always near. You love us and care for us so much that we cannot help but to know and feel your presence every day. Lord, I thank you for each and every person here present today, for those that are traveling or that are ill. Lord, they are all precious to us. And Lord, I thank you especially for the dedication of these children, that even as small as they are, they bring a powerful message to always be aware of this season and the wonderful messages that it has with us. So Lord, I thank you today. I thank you that we gather together. I thank you that we are in a place where we feel loved and honored, respected. Lord, it is an amazing time that we share together. Lord, I ask for your special blessing on the meal that's been prepared today. Let our fellowship and our messages be loving and kind to each other. Let us always be remembrance. It's not just this season that we look forward to, but Lord, for doing the work for your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Dismissed to have some lunch.